Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Queen Witch by Amy Boyles, narrated by Angela Daw.
1. This pumpkin is beyond gross. Can I please throw it out? I stared at the saggy, baggy remnants of a hollowed-out Halloween pumpkin that sat lopsided on my front porch. A few weeks earlier, well, scratch that, an entire month and a half earlier, it had greeted children for Halloween. Now the fungi-ridden vegetable, or was it a fruit since it had seeds, well, made the house look like we were desperately clinging to the past, like those people who keep their Christmas lights up until February or April, or even summer, and then call them summer lights. I don't know if that's actually true, but I imagine there are folks who do that. Right? I'm not making that up, am I? My grandmother Hazel appeared on the other side of the screen door.
It's there to ward off evil.
What evil? I asked. The only thing this monstrosity's gonna ward off is the world from approaching us. Children are gonna start throwing rocks and talking about the creepy Appel family. Grandma gave a dramatic sniff as she tossed her multicolored scarf over her neck. She wore a red holiday sweater with silver sequins shaped like a snowman, a wool hat, the scarf, brown leggings, and black rubber boots that made her look like she was about to go duck hunting. She petted her scarf.
You don't know what evil because the pumpkin's been keeping it away.
Sarah! I yelled. My younger sister Serafina popped into view. She looked fabulous as always in a cream-colored cowl-necked sweater, dark skinny jeans, and brown ankle boots. Sarah made fashion seem easy. Me, I designed dresses for a living, but I always kept my wardrobe simple. Jeans, a crisp shirt, boots, nothing fancy. Sarah tucked a strand of chin-length bob behind her ear.
Dylan's right. That thing's gonna attract disease or something.
Grandma crimped her lips.
It's keeping disease at bay. You haven't been sick, have you?
Sarah tipped her head to one side.
You know, I haven't.
I swiped my arm across my forehead. Oh, come on. This thing has not been keeping us healthy. It's only December. Everyone knows flu season won't start for another month. Besides, isn't Nan guarding you, Grandma? Nan, my grandma's bodyguard slash caregiver, crossed over to the door. Her salt-and-pepper hair matched her gray house coat and slippers.
Yep, that's what I'm here for. Bring me any ruffian you want. I'll show 'em who's boss.
Her hand sliced the air karate chop style. I quirked a brow. See? We don't need a pumpkin when we've got Nan. Grandma shrugged.
Fine, get rid of it.
Ha-ha, victory. I snapped the giant trash bag at my feet and tightened the latex gloves on my hands. Grandma opened the screen door.
Dylan, you can't just throw it away. You have to get rid of it magically.
Oh, wait. Here we go. I haven't told you yet, have I? I come from a family of witches. Awesome, right? Yeah, not quite. Witchy power might seem cool and all, but I've already been the target of someone who wanted to kill me. Not once, but twice. Kind of puts a sour taste in your mouth when it comes to working magic. I sighed. What do you want me to do, vanish it or something? Grandma nodded.
Yes.
I grinned at my sister, who'd taken a seat inside on the couch.
Why don't we get Sarah to do it?
Touch that thing?
She quipped.
No way.
I've got gloves.
You can do it. Vanishing is easy.
Sure, vanishing was easy. No problem. I plastered on a smile for Grandma.
Why don't you do this? It's your pumpkin.
I'm not the one who wants to get rid of it.
We wouldn't be arguing about it at all if you hadn't put it here. Grandma fluffed the ends of her triangle-shaped head of hair.
Just vanish it, Dylan. That's easy.
Right. Sounded easy. I rubbed my hands together.
Grandma, could you shut the door?
My baby sister Reed called out from the living room.
It's getting cold.
Grandma glanced back.
Yes, but first Dylan has to bind the pumpkin from speaking.
What? Sorry, I said. I thought I was vanishing it. Grandma cleared her throat.
Ahem. You must magically tape the pumpkin's mouth so that it doesn't run off and tell other pumpkins or anyone else our deepest secrets.
Who was this pumpkin, a reporter for Us Weekly? What sort of stuff do you mean, like Sarah waxes her upper lip.
I heard that,
she griped from the couch. I looked at the slopping heap of orange, black, and green, its once amused grin now a deformed hole. Are you serious? Grandma nodded.
So shall it be written, so shall it be done.
What?
She's quoting Moses,
Sarah said.
No, she's not,
Nan said, dusting a patch of flour from her house coat.
Ramses said that.
Sarah frowned.
He did?
He certainly did. Who could forget that hunky Yul Brynner in the Ten Commandments? I had every one of his lines memorized.
Good to know,
Sarah said. Grandma studied me.
Go for it, Dylan. There's no time to lose but the present. Find the mouth.
With what, exactly? I asked. She pulled a roll of duct tape from her pocket.
With this?
I folded my arms. Do you always walk around with tape in your pocket?
No, but I knew you'd force me to get rid of the pumpkin, so I brought it out.
I snapped off a line of tape and extended my hands toward the ghoulish blob.
Oh, be careful, he bites.
I stopped, glanced at her. Are you kidding? You're joking, right? She shook her head.
Oh, no, he bites.
He?
Well, of course. What other sex would a pumpkin head be?
I shrugged. Perhaps it would be, I don't know, sexless? She shook her head.
Oh, definitely not.
I flapped my hands, loosening them so they'd be as dexterous as possible. I envisioned the tape sticking straight over the deranged grin and sealing it shut. That's how magic works, you see. So shall it be seen in the mind, so shall it be done. The ghoulish orange mass puckered its lips and chomped. It gnashed the air like a rabid vegetable, intent on passing its nasty disease to anyone stupid enough to get close. Ah! I dropped on my behind, a zinger of pain shooting up my spine. What the? Grandma smiled.
I told you to watch out.
But it...
Wrangle it, Dylan. You can do it,
Grandma said, cheering me on. I brushed away a lock of dark hair that had dived into my face. Since you know so much about it, care to give me any pointers? She closed her eyes, swaying to the frigid breeze.
Feel the magic. Be one with it. Someone's about to be one with my fist if that door doesn't shut,
Reed shouted. I rose and crossed to the screen. My baby sister lay on the couch, a tablet in her hands, earbuds in her ears, and her Converse-clad feet tapping out a rhythm only she could hear. I smacked the doorframe. What's with the violence, baby sister? We don't need any of that.
I'm cold,
she whined, like any battle-weary 18-year-old who had nothing better to do than skim social media all day. We'll shut the door in just a sec. Put a sweater on. Grandma's probably got one with sparkle reindeer you could wear. Reed rolled her eyes and returned to scrolling her tablet. My gaze cut back to the pumpkin. Sarah, you sure you don't want to do this?
Oh, I'm sure. I like watching too much.
But you're better at this sort of thing than I am. Sarah laughed.
Dylan, a few months ago you defeated a witch who was stealing magic. I'm pretty sure you can place a piece of tape over a pumpkin's mouth.
I rolled my eyes. Sure, no problem. Exhaling, I glared at the grotesque bygone jack-o'-lantern and braced myself. Power flared in my core, rushing over my skin, making the hairs on my arms tingle. The pumpkin gnashed, its strange, unholy lips flapping. I slapped the tape over its mouth. When the decayed head was sufficiently taped up, I stepped back and wiped a line of sweat from my brow. Could anyone else see its mouth moving like that? Grandma grinned.
No, only those of us with magic could witness it. It's to make sure you bind him correctly.
I clicked my tongue. So you made it chomp at me on purpose. She blinked in rapid fire.
Dylan, it's the way magic works. The head was spelled. It's part of the learning process.
I sucked in a breath. I'm gonna try not to be angry about the fact that you couldn't unspell him just for me.
The correct term is unmagic, and you misunderstand, as always. I couldn't unmagic him. If I did that, then he'd certainly be telling someone our secrets. But you'd know that if you decided to embrace your culture and learn the ways of witches.
No thanks, not interested. Truth be told, I'd had enough of witches. If I never saw another, I'd be just fine. I lugged the squishy mass into the living room and plopped it on the floor. Sarah glanced up from reading a cookbook dedicated to cakes.
What's that thing doing in here?
I've got to vanish it. Reed set her tablet on the table.
Well, don't leave it in here too long. It'll smell up the place. I don't want Rick to think we're dirty.
I looked at her. Is he coming over today? She nodded.
Yes, so I've got to look my best. Oh, he's so dreamy.
Dreamy? Been watching Rebel Without a Cause, have you? Is he also the bee's knees?
Ha, you're just jealous,
she snapped. Nope, not at all. I've got my own dreamy guy to drool over.
How is Roman?
Sarah asked. I grinned. He's great. We're supposed to have dinner tonight. Roman Bain, chief detective of Silver Springs, held the esteemed position, well, I thought it was esteemed, of being my, boyfriend, I suppose you could say. He'd been out of town for the past few days, but he was scheduled to return tonight.
Now, Dylan, when you vanish this pumpkin, I want to remind you that there goes our protection,
Grandma said. I'll risk it. Grandma crossed to a built-in cabinet and unlatched the door. She pulled out what looked like a World War II army helmet and proceeded to strap it on her head. What are you doing? I asked.
Getting ready.
For what?
For what happens when you vanish the pumpkin.
My gaze brushed over Sarah and Reed. Sarah shrugged.
Do it. Vanish the thing. Live dangerously.
Reed, I asked.
What's the worst that could happen?
Huh. Nan? Nan popped her head in from the kitchen.
Let me at him. I'll splat him.
Thank you, Scrappy-Doo. I sighed. I got the feeling this was one of those darned-if-you-do, darned-if-you-don't scenarios. Sarah, are you sure you don't want to vanish it? She shut the book.
What's with asking me to do magic for you?
I shrugged. Just thought you'd like some practice?
I practice every day, she said. Sounds like you're the one needing practice.
No, I lied. I'm good. She squinted at me as if I were guilty of something. Like lying.
Dylan, have you been practicing your magic?
Of course. I hadn't. Not at all.
Well, then this should be easy, Sarah said.
Sarah's right,
Grandma added.
Vanishing is like thinking of a puffy cloud on a cloudless day, unavoidable and simple.
Well, if it's so simple, you can do it, I said.
Dylan, what's up?
Sarah said.
Why haven't you been practicing?
I never said I haven't been. Of course I have been. I'm a witch, after all. Sarah and Grandma exchanged glances. Great. Now I was a topic for suspicious glances across the room. Fine, I haven't been practicing. Ever since that night with Sumi Umi, this whole witch thing hasn't set well with me.
But you seemed fine after that, Sarah said.
I scratched my head. I really don't like magic, and I want to have as little to do with witches and their crazy world as possible.
But we're witches,
Grandma said. Well, I have no choice when it comes to y'all. Y'all are the only witches I want in my life. The rest can vanish.
Speaking of vanishing,
Grandma said.
Ready to do the deed on the pumpkin?
Did anyone hear what I said? Sarah yawned.
Yeah, but the pumpkin stinks. We'll psychoanalyze you later.
Okay, I said. I pressed one hand atop the pumpkin. A string of blue magic snaked down my arm. Light flashed from my hand, and the pumpkin was gone. Phew, I said. Glad that's over. Now we can set the nutcrackers outside, and this place can begin to feel like Christmas. I mean, we've only got a few days, seeing as the solstice is almost here.
Holy heck!
Reed shrieked, pointing toward the fireplace.
What's that?
I snapped my neck toward the mantel. A wedge of fire hovered in the air. I shrank back, casting a questioning glance around the room.
Go see what it is, Dylan, Sarah said.
You're the brave one.
I shot her a dark look. My feet shuffled like lead irons across the floor. As I closed in, I realized the wedge of fire was a flaming scroll of paper. Tendrils of orange and red licked the air. Heat flushed my face.
Grandma?
I squeaked.
What is that?
Well, it's a piece of paper that's been set on fire, Dylan. What else could it be?
I realize that, I seethed. But what is it? She crossed to me, adjusted the helmet strap under her chin.
Well, how would I know? I haven't read it.
Think happy thoughts. I know that, but what am I supposed to do?
Well, tell it to open.
I knotted up my courage and said in my most authoritative voice,
open.
The scroll unfurled. A message had been written in gold letters. The presence of the Appel household is required at Castle Witch to cast your ballot in the Queen Witch election.
What does that mean?
Sarah said.
How do we get to Castle Witch? What is Castle Witch? And there are elections?
Grandma cleared her throat.
Well, of course there are elections. Queen witches don't grow on trees, you know. It means we have to go and vote for a new queen.
A new queen? When? I asked. I did not, I repeat, did not want to go anywhere near a pile of witches or their castle.
Well, now, of course.
Grandma clicked her tongue, raised her eyebrow at me.
Told you to keep the pumpkin.
2. I clutched my hands. We have to leave now? Why? Can't other people vote? Grandma stuffed some magazines into her oversized handbag.
Other people are voting, and so are we, apparently.
Well, does this mean Em might not be queen anymore?
Sarah asked.
Right,
Grandma said. The current queen witch, Esmeralda Pommelton, and I weren't exactly best friends. Oh, heck, we weren't friends at all. Oh, we weren't enemies either. We simply didn't get along. I'm not going, I said.
Look on the bright side,
Sarah said.
Maybe one of the choices for queen won't be a redneck who butts her nose into everyone's business.
Perhaps this wouldn't be so bad. Oh, who was I kidding? Any conglomerate of witches was bad, bad, bad. Grandma turned toward the kitchen.
Nan, get your purse. We're going to Castle Witch.
Nan hustled into the living room, shuffling into her coat.
I'm ready.
Nan, you're still wearing your house coat,
Reed said. Nan buttoned all the way up to her collar.
Don't worry, I have clothes at the castle. That's where my people are.
Your people?
Reed said, fluffing the bottom of her burgundy curls.
Would you prefer I use your slang and call them peeps?
Nan said. Reed shook her head.
Nope.
Hold on just a moment here, I said. No one is going anywhere. Grandma unstrapped the military helmet and placed it on the coffee table with a thud.
My dear, we've been summoned. If you don't willingly go, they'll take you anyway.
A chill zipped down my spine. What do you mean they'll take me anyway? Sarah rose from the couch, the cookbook gripped between white-knuckled hands.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Grandma took her coat from its peg by the front door.
They'll come in the middle of the night, or the day, or the half-night, and whisk you off to the castle, whether you like it or not. And let me tell you, that's one ride you won't enjoy. Oh, one time your Grandma Millie was summoned, but she refused to go. She tied herself to her house, thinking they wouldn't be able to take her. But they did, house and all. Dropped it right in the middle of the castle. Oh, boy, you should have seen the look on her face. Oh, and the Monkey King's. Well, he'd never seen anything so crazy in all his life. He hooted about it for days.
Reed frowned.
Hooted? Well, isn't he a monk?
Just leave it, I interrupted. Please don't start. Grandma clapped her hands together as if we were embarking on a grand adventure to sail the seven seas.
Everybody ready?
I'm not going,
Reed said.
I have a hot date.
Grandma smiled.
I'm afraid you are. The letter requested all of us.
But I'm not a witch. Isn't there a rule against non-magic seeing the castle?
Grandma tightened the scarf around her neck.
Seems like there should be, but in this case you've been summoned, so I suggest you come with us.
But my date,
she whined.
Oh, you'll be back in plenty of time for that.
Grandma extended her arms.
Now, everyone take hands. I'm only going to do this once, and I want to get it right the first time. I don't want anyone's feet or head to stay here while the rest of your body ends up at Castle Witch.
Well, that's comforting, I said. You haven't had any nips of schnapps, have you? Grandma threw me a searing look.
I do not imbibe, Dylan. You should know that.
It was a joke, Grandma.
Or you can tell the Monkey King when you see him.
What? I said, confused.
About the schnapps. The winged monkeys make it. It's their official drink. Illegal for anyone else to have.
Of course it is, Sarah said.
She gave my arm a comforting pat.
Listen, let's just get this over with.
Agreed, I said. We shouldn't be there that long, right? All we have to do is vote, and then we can come home.
Oh, not long at all,
Grandma said.
Now come.
We circled and clasped hands. Grandma looked at each of us in turn.
Are you ready?
As we'll ever be, I said cheerfully, though my stomach pretzled from fear. I didn't want to see witches. I didn't want to vote for witches, and part of me didn't even want to be a witch. Yeah, I could do some cool stuff, but I only did it when my grandma prompted me. I didn't walk around blowing sunshine from my fingertips or anything. Grandma closed her eyes and hummed. Pink threads sprouted from the floor, tangling in our legs and creeping up our bodies. Vines of magic entwined, creating a thick wall that surrounded us. The pink became vibrant, closing in until the room beyond disappeared. Grandma opened her eyes.
Next stop, Castle Witch.
We vanished. When the pink dissolved, I stood in the middle of what looked like a cathedral. Gray stone, brilliant purple tapestries, skyscraping arches, and stained glass windows surrounded us. I sucked in my breath. Wow, I whispered. This is Castle Witch? This is where the queen lives?
This is it,
Grandma said.
Amazeballs, Reed said. How many people live here?
Grandma shrugged.
A lot. It takes an entire court to run the goings-on of witches.
Sarah rubbed her hands down her tan arms.
Where are we exactly?
Grandma wiggled her hands.
We're sort of in between, near Fairyland, but not quite there.
What does that mean? I asked.
It means we're in the Vale, Nan said.
The Vale?
Sarah said.
What's that?
The in-between, the place behind the curtain of the reality.
There was a curtain?
About time y'all showed up.
I groaned. Ugh, I knew that voice better than my own. Sure enough, striding toward us came Queen Witch herself, Esmeralda Pommelton. Em, I said. Great to see you. Em stopped, crossed her arms, and tapped her high-heeled toe.
What took y'all so long? We've been waiting for forever for y'all to show up.
We just now got the message, I said. As soon as it appeared, fire and all, we came. Trust me, I don't want to be here any longer than I have to be. She frowned.
I sent the message 2 days ago.
All eyes focused on Grandma. She shooed at us with her hand.
Well, it might have gotten lost.
In a pumpkin head, I said. She shrugged.
You don't like witches anyway. You've said 1,000 times they're too smelly.
I've never said that. Em took me by the arm. As much as I wanted to dissect myself from her grasp, I allowed the woman who'd made a mess of my life more than once to lead me forward.
Come on, y'all have to meet the other candidate.
Candidate?
Sarah said. Em scoffed.
Of course, it's election year. Would you think I'd be the only one running?
Oh, I mumbled. You're running again? You mean there's a chance you might be queen longer?
Em
glared at me.
Just you wait, sugar. You see what the other candidate is like, and you'll be begging me to remain your queen.
First of all, it doesn't matter to me if you're queen or not. You have no effect on my life.
Em
flashed me a serpentine smile. She shook out her head of cinnamon and crimson curls and said,
Just you wait. See how much the others want to change that.
I hope this is over quick, Reed said. I have a hot date and I don't want to keep him waiting.
It'll take as long as it takes,
Em said.
Well, do I at least get to vote? I mean, you called me here and everything.
Em shook her head.
No powers, no vote. That there's the rule.
Reed towed the floor with her Converse.
I might be getting powers, you don't know.
Chicklet, you got about as much power as a turd on a piece of toast.
Reed's face contorted.
That's disgusting.
Truth is truth,
Em said. She guided us into a room that was smaller than the main hall, but no less grand. Floor-to-ceiling leaded windows lined one wall, allowing glittering sunlight to spill into the room. People milled about. A lot of people, actually, both men and women. The women wore floor-length gowns with matching pointy hats, while the men wore dark capes. It was strange to be in the witching world with men about. All the witches I'd been around were women.
Are those men witches?
Sarah asked. Apparently being dumbfounded ran in my family.
No,
Em said.
Only women are witches. A few of them are warlocks, but most of them are little more than known magics. They come from witch families and have only a touch of power.
Well, that explained it. That was the reason those men liked to hang around homicidal maniacs. Witches. What's that? I asked, eyeing a sculpture in the center of the room. Three bronze witches, pointy hats and all, faced each other. The first held a rolling ball of flame that changed colors every few seconds. The second held a flask. Smoke steamed from the opening. The vapor changed from purple to gold to orange, ranging the spectrum of the rainbow. The last witch held a wand? Now, I understood the fire and even the potion flask, but I had yet to see a witch wielding a wand. Em followed my gaze.
Those,
she said,
are the three sister witches that all of us are descended from.
I couldn't hide the look of horror that flashed across my face. You mean I'm related to you? Em rolled her eyes.
Luckily, chickadee, you and I are far removed, but we ain't here to talk about that. Y'all are here to vote for Queen.
You mean you, Sarah said.
Em threw her a shy smile.
Y'all can vote for whoever you want, but I asked you here as my representatives.
Funny way of asking,
Reed grumbled.
Seemed more like a summons.
So why's that one witch holding a wand? I said, pointing to the sculpture.
Because some witches actually use them, Dylan. If you bothered to find anything out about us, you'd know that.
I tugged on the tip of my ponytail. I'm good. I know all I need to about your kind.
Your kind too, dear,
Grandma added.
And my kind, and Sarah's kind, and even Reed's kind, the ones without talent.
Thanks,
Reed said.
Oh, you're welcome,
Grandma replied, patting her on the cheek.
Since the last of Em's representatives decided to show up, looks like we can start.
The high-pitched voice had come from the front of the room. I peered over a small swarm of heads and saw a woman with puffed cheeks, a round chin, and a marshmallow body wearing a lime green gown.
Yes, you can start, Gertrude,
Em said. The woman flashed a set of small, square teeth.
Welcome, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Gertrude Boxbigger. I think most of us know where the current Queen Witch stands on issues of intermingling and such, but I wanted to tell those of you who might be new.
She glanced at my family.
And even those of you who may have forgotten where I stand.
Looks like in the center of a fruit display, Sarah whispered in my ear. I snorted. Gertrude clapped her hands together.
Since I was a little girl, I've listened to the grumblings of my kind, and the one complaint I've heard over and over again deals with non-magics. Plenty of you whisper that the rules are too stringent about performing magic in front of them. It's easy to forget they're around. We all know the punishment for abuse of power in front of non-magics, being boiled alive. It's a fear that's gripped me from time to time. I'm sure several, if not all, of you have felt it in your hearts before, too. I want to change that. I want to change all of it. For years, we've needed our own space, our own place to live. A castle witch is grand, but it can't house all of us. And why should it? It's the Queen's Court. That's why my plan is so important. There's land available, ready for all of us to share. Land that's unoccupied. All we need to do is claim it.
She paused, inhaled her massive chest. I swear I saw a lime green button pop off and land in someone's drink. The room seemed to inhale with her. Scores of eyes fixated tightly on Gertrude. I had to admit, I was interested as well. This could solve lots of problems for me. Let all the witches go live someplace else, somewhere they could steal each other's magic in peace and harmony, far, far away from me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?